Yeah, I think I have the perfect solution to people's gift-giving dilemmas. Buy Throker Christmas gifts and give them to your friends and your family. And the money which we get from that, we will use and we will purchase those gifts for people in the developing world to support them in their need to produce food, in particular things like chickens, goats, olive trees in Palestine, money to invest in women entrepreneurs who are setting up small businesses, credit schemes for poor farmers, supporting refugees in the Middle East in places like Lebanon and Jordan. Another interesting one, which we call Safe Motherhood. We run a health program in Somalia, and thousands of women come to those clinics every year, women who are pregnant, and we have trained a large number of midwives, and we need to continue that program. So some really nice things there, and the price ranges from €5 all the way up to €250. So there's something there for everybody, and they do make a huge difference. And these are practical gifts. Many of them are physical gifts that end up in people's backyards. And as well as the gifts, these are all part of community development projects. So it's not just arriving in a village and handing out chickens or goats or whatever. The community is actively involved in this. It's part of a community development program. There's training, there's education, lots of other types of food production activities going on as well. So it's all well-managed, well-organized, and they make a huge difference.
Yeah. But how many of these gifts would you sell? Are people happy to receive them, or they're thinking, well, actually, you know, I would have rathered an Xbox or, you know, a raincoat or something for myself?
Well, I'm not saying don't buy the Xbox if somebody is, you know, has their tongue hanging out and they want an Xbox. But perhaps there is space within all the gifts that you're buying for a Throker Christmas gift. That's all we're asking. Every year we sell more than €1 million worth of these Christmas gifts. People are genuinely interested in them. And they're also talking points. And, you know, if you know what's in the gift, you can explain to the person to whom you're giving it what this gift is for and why you purchased it. And I think it's a very positive thing. And it's maybe Pope Francis has said to us in Laudato Si that, you know, our consumption, ongoing constant consumption and spending is a problem, and it's a problem for the planet. And maybe if we could change some of our spending habits, and this is one way in which I think we can do that very easily.
Well, I mean, it does bring out the true meaning of Christmas, doesn't it? Because we do get a little bit lost about Christmas in terms of just accumulation and spending and so on. So it does give people an opportunity to do something else for Christmas.
It does. And just maybe to talk a little bit about one of them, which is supporting refugee families who have fled from the war in Syria. I was in Beirut in Lebanon a few weeks ago, and one of the things I did was to spend some time visiting refugee families who are living in, usually in one or two rooms in buildings all around Beirut. And one of our partner organizations there, what they do is they do a little bit of physical upgrading of those spaces. So they will put in new doors and windows so that they're secure and safe. They will paint the walls, maybe fix up the wiring so that, you know, the electricity is safe and that people don't get electrocuted. So very simple things for about €500 or €600. You could completely refit out a couple of rooms that a refugee family of maybe 6 or 7 people are living in. And it does mean a lot to those people. So that's one. I mentioned the Safe Motherhood one already. Another one which we have is olive trees for the West Bank in Palestine. Every year, thousands and thousands of olive trees, olive groves, are cut down by the Israeli military. And many of these olive trees are a century old, and they're a huge part of the livelihoods of Palestinian farmers. So we support organizations that are helping these farmers to replant the olive trees. And you can buy the gift of olive trees for €5, or in the north for £4.
That's very good, isn't it? I mean, you can have a bit of fun with it too, I suppose. I mean, you can get something for somebody that's meaningful for them, if they are an olive oil lover, or, you know, whatever they're into.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you've got a midwife in the family, the safe motherhood gift is ideal. We've got one there as well for supporting grandparents. So these are grandparents in places like Kenya and Ethiopia who are looking after their grandchildren, usually because their parents have died, probably of HIV and AIDS. And again, that's a lovely gift for grandparents, or indeed for grandparents to give to others in the family.
I'm sure there's a lot of grandparents out there here in Ireland who are looking after their children or who are looking after their grandchildren who could relate to that.
Yes, absolutely. Myself included, I know what that's like. But anyway, that's a pleasurable thing to be doing, to be looking after grandchildren. Provided that, you know, you don't have to, as you kind of move into your older years, have to look after them, get them to school, and you are their sole guardian, basically, which isn't the ideal scenario, but that's often the way it is in places like Ethiopia and Kenya.
Yeah. So, I mean, in a sense, it's something, like all of them are something that people can relate to, whether it's, you know, the grandparents or whether it's the youth seeds and tools as well. That's another stable that you've had for a couple of years.
It is, yeah. And this year, the seeds and tools one is very interesting, and you can get that for €15. And that is going to programs in Sierra Leone in response to the Ebola crisis there. Sierra Leone is now Ebola free, but many of the communities that were badly hit by the Ebola crisis need to start farming again. They need to start planting. They need support so that they can, you know, be food self-sufficient again. And that gift is essentially to support thousands of those people in Sierra Leone in 2016 so that they can become food self-sufficient. And that's really important.
And water as well is another one. I mean, we're sort of inundated with water here in Ireland, but obviously that isn't the case everywhere.
It's not the case everywhere. And we know from our work in places like Malawi and Zimbabwe, for instance, that as the climate is changing, rainfall patterns are changing, and more people need help with irrigation, with water capture, capturing water in water tanks, building water reservoirs so that they can use that water then to irrigate their crops in particular. That's critically important. And again, without that, food self-sufficiency is going to be very difficult for these communities.
So if you had to pick one, or if there was one that you wanted yourself, what one, or are there any there that you're going to get?
Yes, I'm going to get a few. I'm going to get, there's one there, a school kit for young children, boys and girls in Somalia, and that's €30, so I'm going to give a couple of those. I'm going to give a couple of olive trees as well as stocking fillers, and there's one here which I really like, and that is the gift of supporting grandparents. That's at €85, and I'm going to get one of those for somebody as well.
You know plenty of grandparents who'd appreciate that.
Absolutely. I do indeed.